And now presenting Insight, an inside look at food, health, and the environment, produced by the MU College of Agriculture, Food, and Natural Resources.
Hello, and welcome to Insight. I'm your host, Doug Randall. The goal of this series is to provide you with insights into the impacts of research and collaborations occurring at MU's College of Agriculture, Food, and Natural Resources. With me today is Dr. Ann McKendry, Associate Professor of Genetics in the Division of Plant Sciences. Ann, in addition to teaching courses in plant breeding and genetics, for which she received an Outstanding Teaching Award last year, I understand your particular research involves wheat breeding. Can you explain to our listeners the focus of your research?
Sure, Doug. My work focuses on soft red winter wheat, which is used mainly for good things like pastries and cookies and cakes and crackers and even beer. This type of wheat is produced in the eastern one-third of the United States, running essentially from Missouri to the Atlantic and from New York State north to the Gulf States in the south. What we like to try and do in that research is to provide the growers of Missouri with new varieties that have good yield potential, good quality, adaptation to the environment, particularly the changing climate, and resistance to the diseases that are present in Missouri. And by doing that, what we hope to do is meet the increased demand for both food and feed that we will face in the coming years because of population growth. We'd specifically work on Fusarium head blight, and that contributes to food safety as well.
So how many new wheat varieties have you introduced to the Missouri markets and beyond since you've been here at MU?
Well, I've been here at MU since 1988, and over that time period, we've released 12 different varieties. Some of them have been released in the public sector, and people will know of those. Others, though, have been released as proprietary lines. What we've become nationally known for is our work on Fusarium head blight resistance, because we have high levels of that in most of the varieties that we release.
You mentioned this Fusarium fungus, also known as wheat scab, which I'm sure some of our Missouri farmers have had personal experience with. What should our listeners know about this fungus?
Most of the Missouri listeners who grew wheat will have experienced it very directly last year in 2015, where we had a very bad year because of all the rain that we had. Essentially, it wasn't a problem in Missouri for decades. It used to occur every 10 years or so. But with time, there was an introduction of conservation tillage, and that kept the crop debris on the soil surface. There were increases in corn acreage that were associated with ethanol production. And over time, the weather patterns have seemed to have changed a little bit. And so we get Fusarium somewhere in the state almost every year, and we get an outbreak every 2 to 3 years, which makes it really, really damaging. We've been focusing on that, the research objective itself, since 1993, after losses in 90 and 91 actually cost the Missouri wheat economy almost $250 million. So in susceptible varieties, varieties that don't have resistance, the pathogen grows in the head and can reduce the yield of the wheat by 70 to 80%. And the troubling thing is, in addition to yield losses, it also produces a mycotoxin that can cause health issues in both humans and in non-ruminant animals. Nothing is resistant to it, but with funding from the USDA ARS and the U.S. Wheat and Barley Scab Initiative, we've made some significant progress in trying to improve the resistance levels. And now Truman, in my program, is considered the gold standard for resistance in U.S. wheat.
So I understand that you recently released a new variety that could take the wheat industry by storm in the next couple of years. What can you tell about this one?
One of the issues with high levels of Fusarium is that if you can get resistance in, you unfortunately lose yield. So we say that Fusarium-resistant varieties are yield-resistant. And in 2010, we first tested what has become a transformational variety. It's a line that, in testing across the entire eastern part of the United States, finished first. It has remarkable test weight, remarkable yield, and very good resistance. The question was how to market that line across the entire eastern part of the U.S. And so with the help of the Technology Management and Industry Relations Group here at MU, we entered into a public-private partnership that will allow an international company to actually market the line for us, and we will get a royalty back that will support our research.
Well, it sounds like there are a lot of exciting advancements in your program. What else can the farmers expect down the road?
Well, from a breeder's perspective, once a variety has left our program and enters the marketplace, we're already working on the next one, trying to improve it in some area. And we have a pipeline now that has any number of lines that are better than that line that we just released.
I'd like to thank Ann McKendry for being our guest today.
Thank you, Doug.
For Insight, I'm Doug Randall. For more information on this topic or to listen to this interview again, please visit kafnernews.com. That's CAFNRnews.com. And thank you for joining us today.
Insight is a special feature produced by the MU College of Agriculture, Food, and Natural Resources.